rest of University Challenge. Page 216. And the next week, Father told Mother she had to move out of the house, but she couldn't because she didn't have any money to pay rent for a flat. And I asked if Father would be arrested and go to prison for killing Wellington, because we could live in the house if he was in prison. But Mother said the police would only arrest Father if Mrs. Shears did what is called pressing charges, which is telling the police you want them to arrest someone for a crime, because the police don't arrest people for little crimes unless you ask them, and Mother said that killing a dog was only a little crime. But then everything was okay, because Mother got a job on the till in a garden center, and the doctor gave her pills to take every morning to stop her from feeling sad, except that sometimes they made her dizzy, and she fell over if she stood up too fast. So we moved into a room in a big house that was made of red bricks, and the bed was in the same room as the kitchen, and I didn't like it, because it was small, and the corridor was painted brown, and there was a toilet and a bathroom that other people used, and Mother had to clean it before I used it, or I wouldn't use it, and sometimes I wet myself because other people were in the bathroom. And the corridor outside the room smelled like gravy, and the bleach they used to clean the toilets at school, and inside the room it smelled like socks and pine air freshener. And I didn't like waiting to find out about my maths A-level. And whenever I thought about the future, I couldn't see anything clearly in my mind, and that made a panic start. So Siobhan said I shouldn't think about the future. She said, just think about today. Think about things that have happened, especially about good things that have happened. And one of the good things was that Mother bought me a wooden puzzle that looked like this. Reader's note, it is a canister. It looks as if it's clear plastic with cutouts in each one to make it interlocking. Text. Page 217. And you had to detach the top part of the puzzle from the bottom part, and it was really difficult. And another good thing was that I helped Mother paint her room white with a hint of wheat. Except I got paint in my hair, and she wanted to wash it out by rubbing shampoo in my head when I was in the bath, but I wouldn't let her, so there was paint in my hair for 5 days, and then I cut it out with a pair of scissors. But there were more bad things than good things, and one of them was that Mother didn't get back from work until 5:30 p.m., so I had to go to Father's house between 3:49 p.m. and 5:30 p.m., because I wasn't allowed to be on my own. Mother said I didn't have a choice, so I pushed the bed against the door in case Father tried to come in. And sometimes he tried to talk to me through the door, but I didn't answer him. And sometimes I heard him sitting on the floor outside the door quietly for a long time. And another bad thing was that Toby died because he was 2 years and 7 months old, which is very old for a rat, and I said I wanted to bury him, but Mother didn't have a garden. So I buried him in a huge plastic pot of earth like a pot you put a plant in. And I said I wanted another rat, but Mother said I couldn't have one because the room was too small. Page 218. And I solved the puzzle because I worked out that there were two bolts inside the puzzle, and they were tunnels with metal rods in them like this. A reader's note, it's that clear plastic cylinder with the sort of cutout interlocking joins with two little metal bolts, one horizontal and one vertical. Text. And you had to hold the puzzle so that both rods slid to the end of their tunnels, and they weren't crossing the intersection between the two pieces of the puzzle, and then you could pull them apart. And Mother picked me up from Father's house one day after she'd finished work, and Father said, Christopher, can I have a talk with you? And I said, no. And Mother said, it's okay, I'll be here. And I said, I don't want to talk to Father. And Father said, I'll do you a deal. And he was holding the kitchen timer, which is a big plastic tomato sliced through the middle, and he twisted it, and it started ticking. And he said, 5 minutes, okay? That's all. Then you can go. So I sat on the sofa, and he sat on the armchair, and Mother was in the hallway, and Father said, Christopher, look, things can't go on like this. I don't know about you, but this just hurts too much. You being in the house but refusing to talk to me? You have to learn to trust me, and I don't care how long it takes. If it's a minute one day, and 2 minutes the next, and 3 minutes the next, and it takes years, I don't care, because this is important. This is more important than anything else. Page 219. And then he tore a little strip of skin away from the side of the thumbnail on his left hand. And then he said, Let's call it a project. A project we have to do together. You have to spend more time with me, and I have to show you that you can trust me. And it will be difficult at first, because it's a difficult project. But it will get better. I promise. Then he rubbed the sides of his forehead with his fingertips, and he said, You don't have to say anything, not right now. You just have to think about it. And I've got you a present to show you that I really mean what I say, and to say sorry, and because, well, you'll see what I mean. Then he got out of the armchair, and he walked over to the kitchen door and opened it, and there was a big cardboard box on the floor, and there was a blanket in it, and he bent down and put his hands inside the box, and he took a little sandy-colored dog out. Then he came back through and gave me the dog. And he said, He's 2 months old, and he's a golden retriever. And the dog sat in my lap, and I stroked it. And no one said anything for a while. Then Father said, Christopher, I would never, ever do anything to hurt you. Then no one said anything. Then Mother came into the room, and she said, You won't be able to take him away with you, I'm afraid. The bed sits too small, but your father's going to look after him here, and you can come and take him for walks whenever you want. And I said, Does he have a name? And Father said, No. You can decide what to call him. And the dog chewed my finger. Page 220. And then it was 5 minutes, and the tomato alarm went. So Mother and I drove back to her room. And the next week there was a big lightning storm, and the lightning hit a big tree in the park near Father's house and knocked it down. And men came and cut the branches up with chainsaws and carried the logs away on a lorry, and all that was left was a big black pointed stump made of carbonized wood. And I got the results of my maths A-level, and I got an A grade, which is the best result, and it made me feel like this. Reader's note, there's a picture of a smiley face. Text. And I called the dog Sandy, and Father bought him a collar and a lead, and I was allowed to take him for walks to the shop and back, and I played with him with a rubber bone. And Mother got flu, and I had to spend 3 days with Father and stay in his house, but it was okay, because Sandy slept on my bed, so he would bark if anyone came into the room during the night. And Father made a vegetable patch in the garden, and I helped him. And we planted carrots and peas and spinach, and I'm going to pick them and eat them when they're ready. And I went to a bookshop with Mother, and I bought a book called Further Maths for A-Level. And Father told Mrs. Gascoigne that I was going to take A-Level Further Maths next year, and she said, okay. And I'm going to pass it and get an A-grade. And in 2 years' time, I'm going to take A-Level Physics and get an A-grade. Page 221. And then, when I've done that, I'm going to go to university in another town. And it doesn't have to be in London, because I don't like London, and there are universities in lots of places, and not all of them are in big cities. And I can live in a flat with a garden and a proper toilet. And I can take Sandy and my books and my computer. And then I will get a first-class honors degree, and I will become a scientist. And I know I can do this, because I went to London on my own, and because I solved the mystery of who killed Wellington, and I found my mother, and I was brave, and I wrote a book, and that means I can do anything. Page 222 is blank.
Page 223. Appendix on pages 223 to 226. Question. Prove the following result. A triangle with sides that can be written in the form n squared plus 1, n squared minus 1, and 2n, where n is greater than 1, is right angled. Show, by means of a counterexample, that the converse is false. Answer. First, we must determine which is the longest side of a triangle with sides that can be written in the form n squared plus 1, n squared minus 1, and 2n, where n is greater than 1. N squared plus 1 minus 2n equals the quantity n minus 1 squared. And if n is greater than 1, then the quantity n minus 1 squared is greater than 0. Page 224. Therefore, n squared plus 1 minus 2n is greater than 0. Therefore, n squared plus 1 is greater than 2n. Similarly, the quantity n squared plus 1 minus the quantity n squared minus 1 is equal to 2. Therefore, n squared plus 1 is greater than n squared minus 1. This means that n squared plus 1 is the longest side of a triangle with sides that can be written in the form n squared plus 1, n squared minus 1, and 2n, where n is greater than 1. This can also be shown by means of the following graph, but this doesn't prove anything. This shows two vertical parallel lines, which are titled f of n, and the other one is n equal 1, and then running right through these are two horizontal vertical lines. One is f of n equal 1, and one is n. Right through these is a diagonal line running from the lower left quadrant to the upper right quadrant, and that is labeled 2n. And then there are two arcs that run from the upper left quadrant down and then up into the upper right quadrant, and these are, one is, the top one is n2 plus 1 and the bottom one is n2 minus 1. Text. According to Pythagoras' theorem, if the sum of the squares of the two shorter sides equals the square of the hypotenuse, then the triangle is right-angled. Therefore, to prove that the triangle is right-angled, we need to show that this is the case. The sum of the squares of the shorter two sides is the quantity n squared minus 1 squared plus the quantity 2n squared. The quantity n squared minus 1 squared plus the quantity 2n squared equals n4 into the fourth minus 2n squared plus 1 plus 4n squared equal absolute value of n to the fourth times 2n squared plus 1. Page 225. The square of the hypotenuse is the quantity n squared plus 1 squared. The quantity n squared plus 1 squared is equal to the absolute value of n to the fourth time plus 2n squared plus 1. Therefore, the sum of the squares of the shorter two sides is equal to the square of the hypotenuse, and the triangle is right angled. And the converse of a triangle with sides that can be written in the form n squared plus 1, n squared minus 1, and 2n, where n is greater than 1, is right angled, is a triangle that is right angled has sides whose lengths can be written in the form n squared plus 1, n squared minus 1, and 2n, where n is greater than 1. And the counterexample means finding a triangle which is right angled but whose sides cannot be written in the form n squared plus 1, n squared minus 1, and 2n, where n is greater than 1. So let the hypotenuse of the right angled triangle ABC be AB, and let AB equal 65, and let BC equal 60. Then CA is equal to the root of the quantity AB squared minus BC squared equal the root of the quantity 65 squared minus 60 squared equal the root of the quantity 4,225 minus 3,600 is equal to the root of 625 is equal to 25.